Hi, thanks for holding, Bill. This is Tina.
Yes, ma'am. Kathy said she just got off the phone with the bank.
Yes.
And that it's part of that security stuff that they called her and had her approve it. Because it didn't look right to them.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy.
So she said they're going to let it go.
Okay, so let me try to process it again and see what happens here.
Sure.
It's
well, they may have already run it. It may have already gone through.
Because
they were checking with her.
The second time, it still did. It says invalid amount, which is so strange. Oh, wait. No, that's not it. That's the 526 payment. Let me look again. Yeah, it's so awkward because I don't see this error message ever. I always see, like, insufficient funds or closed account or things like that. This says invalid amount, and I'm like, I don't understand. Unless...
Oh, they've gone nuts over the card suddenly. They must be having lots of fraud stuff.
Well, let's put the card in one more time. I think it's got to be the right card because the bank already called her, or she already called the bank. So it has to be.
No, the bank called her.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And lady at the bank that she knows called her and said, "Hey, we need approval on this because is this valid?"
And it's for $149, right?
Yeah. Well, I presume so.
Yeah. Okay. I
haven't seen any of it. I'm going secondhand, and Kathy doesn't like to talk much on the phone with people because she has poor hearing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She has hearing aids, and it's at a point where she struggles to understand even with them.
Yeah, my stepmother she's 88 years old. She used to never talk to me on the phone. And now they got her, I don't know, I should find out and tell you next time I talk to you, some type of hearing aids. And apparently they're really helping because the last couple times I called my dad, my stepmother was talking and talking and talking. And I thought, wow, that's so exciting. But she can hear me now, you know. Yeah, so whatever they did, it's working, you know. But, okay.
Yeah, it runs in my wife's family. We have a grandson that is 16, needed hearing aids.
Oh, really?
Yep.
His
advanced much faster than the rest of them. Most of them, it's in their 50s, 60s when it progresses the most.
Yeah, my daughter had them when she was younger because she had a problem with her left ear, and the problem was she never wanted to wear them. You know how kids are, so... Yeah.
that's the problem he has.
Yeah, and I think what happens is our bodies are naturally, the way God created us, will compensate because her left ear was a little bit like, you know, not as good as her right ear. So I thought her right ear must be working so strong that she doesn't need them, you know, because that's what happens sometimes. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I know that we went over all the information again yesterday, and unless it's just going to take the bank a little bit of a time, but you said Kathy just talked to them and they said to try it again. So
no, they said
then,
they were going to approve it. Was what
they were
going to
approve. Okay.
Which it means it should have just gone on through. But good Lord only knows.
It didn't. Okay, so I believe that
maybe
give
it an hour or two.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I believe that our finance person, the one that handles all of the merchant accounts and the payments and all that, I believe she comes in at 9 a.m. and we're in California,
okay.
So it's only 7:25 now. So I think I'll wait till 9 o'clock when she comes in, and I'll show her the error that I'm getting and see if she has some insight on it, and I'll try to process it again at that time. So, you know, if the bank, you know, calls Kathy in about an hour and a half and says, "Oh, they're trying to process it," then that's, you know, the same problem that we're having. But maybe it'll go through by then. But I'm just gonna see what she says because she's an expert in these type of codes. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully it'll go on through by then. But
yeah, and if it doesn't, then, you know, I'll reach out to you again. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Sure.
I know you're really good at communicating with me. So, okay, all right, we have a good game plan. So I'll talk to you in a couple of hours if we have a problem. If you don't hear from me, you'll know everything went through, okay?
If I don't hear from you, have a blessed weekend and week.
Amen. You too. Have a blessed weekend and have a fantastic trip out there by the lake.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, take care, Bill.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you
later,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't have to ask you twice for that, right?
There you go.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.